Chaz, AJ, mornings.
Chaz and AJ in the morning. Carlos Mencia is here, and he is at the Hartford Funny Bone tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday night. We're linked up at Chaz and AJ in the morning.com. DJ and Wookit listening to us on 99.1 PLR. What's up?
How's it going? I just wanted to talk to the joke thief that's sitting across from you.
Is this the first time you've heard this, Carlos?
No, a million times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he admitted to it.
Never did that. Come on, stop.
Oh, he admitted to it.
Where? Where did I admit to it?
That comedian should be afraid every time he enters the club because he's going to be standing in the back. And if he hears something funny,
yeah, that was a tongue in cheek. All right, that was a tongue in cheek on a movie called I Am Comic.
That was a what?
I'm a comedian. It's called tongue in cheek.
It's a joke.
Yeah, he made.
Yeah, it was a joke. That was a joke.
Comics make jokes.
Think about what you said. Here's what I said.
That was more than tongue in cheek, dude. You're a joke thief. You're nothing but a liar. You had your chance and you failed.
So you went through, okay. And it's like well documented
this
on the internet or whatever.
Yes, yes.
But you had what was the equivalent of one of the world's worst beatdowns, like by the internet.
Yes.
And it lasted for years. It was
still
like
does.
Rodney
Look at it.
King.
Still does.
And it's not even over.
Right. Yeah. Still does.
During this whole deal,
yeah.
Did you ever like think about hurting someone or hurting yourself? Like,
of course.
How crazy did it get?
Of course. Suicidal thoughts. Homicidal
really?
Thoughts? Yeah, sure. When a guy like this calls up and, you know, and you're a vulnerable place and you feel like every single thing that you've ever done, like, think about this. This is really what happened. So I get a phone call from somebody saying, hey, listen, I'm making a movie called I Am Comic. I want to interview you. I'm like, yeah, cool. But let's not talk about, you know, that stuff. So they're like, no, you should do something. Like, do it over the top. Do something like come out and say, oh, you better be careful because I go on stage and I just take everything and I put the word Mexican in it. And he's like, that is so crazy and outlandish. You'll be making fun of it. I'm like, yeah, that sounds great. Let's do it. And then a guy like this believes it.
Right.
So then you go, what do I do?
Yeah.
Like, what do you do?
Yeah.
So the irony of all this is I have been recording my shows, every single show I do since 1994. So I actually, since 1994, can tell you when I wrote a joke. Every single joke I've ever written.
So some of the jokes you've been accused of stealing, you have proof that you
did it. Of exactly when I did it.
Before.
Yeah.
Documented. Good.
Yeah.
Documented.
Cool.
But you know, you can't spend your time. Do you see how this isn't funny anymore?
Right.
This
stopped everything.
Yeah. So that's why I don't talk about it. But at the end of the day, I've like talked about it a million times. I've said what I've said. People that want to hate me want to hate me. That's who they are. That's what they do. That's what it is.
I have a t-shirt that says that.
I don't worry about it. I really don't worry about it anymore. So, I live in a completely different place. You can't make a career like mine and not be talented and not write.
Not
but at
right
the end of
that.
The day, you just will spend your time spinning your wheels over and over again.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, the one thing that I am responsible for was when I was a young comic, I didn't drink, I didn't smoke, I didn't hang out, and I didn't befriend anybody. And I was a really cocky kid, but, you know, I come from the projects. And so I used that attitude of like, what's up? You know what I mean? That when I started doing stand-up for my first few years.
So,
and so
if you were to start
people
again,
people didn't like
you because you were,
yeah.
That's,
and
you
I, know, I, I,
it was
that,
kind of a thing.
That I do take responsibility for.
Right. So if you were to do everything over again, you would do that differently.
No, nah, I mean, it's a lesson I had to learn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Plus, I couldn't do, like, if he had called in 5 years ago with that, I would have just went on and on about it and I'm not in that place anymore. You know what I mean? If that's what you feel, then go see whoever that great person is. But at the end of the day, for all that's said and done, I think on the internet, there's only like two jokes supposedly that, you know what I mean? One of them, this was funny. 10 comedians on television have done this joke. It was back in the day when they were first thinking of building a wall. And then it was
the Mexican.
They want to kick the Mexicans out of the wall. Kicking Mexicans out. Then who's going to build the wall?
Right.
10 comedians.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Did that joke. I'm the only one accused of stealing it out of the 10 comedians that did it.
Yeah. So
George Lopez,
else.
Paul Rodriguez, Dennis Miller, you know what I mean? D.L. Hughley, myself. There were more. Out of all of us, I'm the only one accused of it.
And so somebody else clearly had to have taken it. What's the earliest video?
I don't know that that's. I don't know that that's the case. It's here's what
you think. Sometimes people are like minded and will think it's an obvious joke.
Well, it's a joke that writes itself.
That joke wrote itself. But how many premises do you think that you said on the East Coast because you're ahead of the West Coast time?
Yeah.
And then some DJ, you know what I mean, in the different time zone did a similar joke, and then a different, you know what I mean. So it'll go through three versions of whatever. It happens on the internet all the time.
We've done stuff in the morning, then we've seen it on late night TV at night, and we're outside of New York. And did a writer hear it and take it? Maybe, but is there a real high chance that someone just thought of the same thing? Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Because we're all thinking in similar thoughts.
Right. We're all looking at the same material trying to find an angle.
And a Mexican wall joke really is not that hard to do.
Yes, a Mexican wall joke is easy to do.
The only version is you have them build it, but you have them build the other side of the wall. Like, hey, wait a minute.
Right.
We locked ourselves out.
Yeah. But has any other comedian taken a national beating like
you? No. And that lasted this long?
I mean, Robin Williams took a lot of heat for thievery.
He took a heat from us. From us, not from the regular.
So he took it from comedians, not the whole world.
Right. Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Not the internet.
It was a total beatdown.
And here's the interesting thing. I like the person that spearheaded this never accused me of taking one of his bits. It was like, it wasn't, hey, why are you taking my stuff?
Yeah.
It's like, why are you taking other people's stuff?
Yeah.
Supposedly. So even the people that accused me weren't accusing me of taking their stuff. It was like a random thing. So at the end of the day, after all of the, I wrote this, I did this, here's a copy of when I wrote that joke, I just got to a point where, like, it's wasted energy, man.
Yeah, you need
it
to move
on
from
it. It is so wasted energy. Yeah. And at the end of the day, I swear to God, listen, there's a kid. When I first started doing stand-up, I did a show called Loco Slam. And there was this young kid named Juan Villarreal. And I really love this kid. So I brought him to LA. I put him on this HBO show. He calls me up about 8 months later. We had already done the show. The show aired. And he goes, hey, man, are you going to be performing in Corpus Christi, Texas? I'm like, I don't know. I'm sure I am. Why? What's going on? He's like, they paid me $3,000 to headline. I don't have that kind of material. So after 15 minutes, I did your act. And I was like, that's cool. I don't care.
Yeah.
I need to do new stuff anyway and move on. And, so anyway, I am this kid's mentor. So he sounds like me. He does a lot of similar stuff. When I was younger, especially, kind of sounded similar. So 2 or 3 years ago, we were performing in Atlanta. He's on the other side of a wall. A guy says to him, how can you be working with Carlos? He took your act. And he goes, first of all, he's been doing comedy longer than I have. I built my act based on him, and he let me do his act. Like his act,
like
for
about
a year.
To say, yeah,
he let me do his jokes for a year while I learned how to write. That's how cool that dude is. Without him, like without the work he's given me, the money he's lent me, I would never be where I'm at.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, dude, I didn't know that. I hate him anyway. Right. I was like, what? I came around the corner like he told you that. Yeah. I give up.
Yeah, you got to give up. Yeah.
And that is like, you know what I mean? That's where there's a visceral
there's no
hatred
way you're
that you
move
can't
it forward.
Yeah.
And
you cannot. You cannot. Yeah. You cannot.
Carlos Mencia is here. He's at the Hartford Funny Bone tonight. And the good news about him just talking this long is Pam did not get another vote for Loser of the Week because we just stopped going to the phones.
Right. Oh, no.
Jazz. AJ. Mornings.